Daf is Sukkah, Daf Chav Dalid. We are on Chav Gimel Amabez. As I mentioned, today's the last full Daf related to the structure of the Sukkah. This is really the last Daf of the first half of Maseches Sukkah, the first 24, 23 blot through Daf Chav Dalid. Daf Chav He starts the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah, which Beit Hashem we will get to. But today, first, we are still on Chav Gimel Amabez, and we are discussing the sugya of using an animal for a wall. Can one use an animal for a wall of a sukkah? So we saw that was a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir held that on Amud Aleph, where Meir passed, and Rabbi Yehuda was machshir. Meir says you cannot use it for a sukkah, and Rabbi Yehuda was machshir. And the Gemara gave two reasons why Rabbi Meir says that it is possible. Either because choshe shema yamus or choshe shema tivrach. Maybe the animal will run away, maybe the animal will die and won't be tall enough for a wall. And the Gemara ended up saying that we're always worried, Shema Tivrach, so everybody has to agree when the animal is tied up that we're not worried. The only machlokas is when the animal is not tied up. Are we worried about Shema Yamus? And we're not worried about there's no machlokas about a tied up elephant, because in that case, then even if the elephant dies, as we know, it's going to be tall enough. The machlokas is if it's not tied up, and then we spoke about the space in between, and the Gemara then, on Amud Beis, went into the more general topic, and that is, Rabbi Meir is chayshinan lemisa, and Rabbi Yehuda is not. But we have elsewhere, we have a stira in Mishnayos and Maseches Gittin, which Abaya answered in a way that's contradictory to our distinction. Abaya said, one Mishnah says, if you remember, the first Mishnah says that a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen, and she can only eat Shruma because of her husband. She has no children. If she had children, then she'd be able to eat for the children. But let's say there are no children. So we're not sure if they're still married or not. So we can assume they're married. Right, but Cheska Shu Kayam, right? We're not going to assume that he died on the way. Unlike the other case that's brought, in the case of a Tanai, somebody makes a Tanai, Harei Zekitech, lives again an hour before he dies, that he's not allowed to eat, she is not allowed to eat Shuma right away. And Abaya answered, the distinction was Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir is not Choshe Shlomisa, and Rabbi Yehuda is Choshe Shlomisa. Where do we see it in that direction? From the Brisa that's quoted, that comes up many times in Shas, you see on the side, seven or eight times. This is quoted based on a Mishnah Maseches Demai. Somebody buys wine from Kusim, and it's a situation where one cannot be actually mafresh. Why? Rashi says, Kigon, Shehigia Lele Shabbos. Shabbos! I can't be mafresh. Right? Tikun Durabanan. Not allowed to be mafresh on Shabbos. O Ein Imo Kalim Tahorim. Lahafresh, or I don't have any Tar Kalim. Lahafresh Latochan Shumu Meiser. I don't have any kalim to put it into. So whatever the situation is, I can't be actually mafresh. So I'm allowed to say what I'm going to do. I'm allowed to designate. Omer, I say, Shnei Luka, two Luka that I'm going to be mafresh, could be truma, a 10% is my serishon, 9 is my sersheni, and then I drink it right away. So Rabbi Meir is not worried about any future event. He's not chayshinon. And Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon all are worried. So you see that, are we worried about future problems? So from this context, Rabbi Yehuda says yes, Rabbi Meir says no. So it's a stir up regarding our distinction. So the Gemara, let's just quote the answer, and then we'll talk about the Braisa. Eifach, Rabbi Meir, Chayish, Lamisha. Actually, before we do the answer, because it'll take a few minutes, let's talk about this issue first. Every word in this Braisa can be spoken about. Halokeach wine. If I buy wine, mi bein akusim. So why is the case about kusim and not about any other non-Jews? Rashi quotes, V'hai denokat kusim, ashme'inan degeruin hein me'ame ha'aretz. Is to teach us they're worse than Ame Haaretz. Regular Ame Haaretz, which is what Maseches Demai is about, they take off Truma Gedola. They're scared of Truma Gedola because it's Misa V'Shamayim. They just don't take off Maaser Rishon. Little do they know that in Maaser Rishon is also Trumas Maaser, which has the same halacha as Truma Gedola. But that's Ame Haaretz. But when you buy from a Kusi, Halokeach Mehen Sarach La'aser Vadai. You have to take off Trumas and Maasers Vadai, not just Rov Ame Aretz Ma'aser and Haim, and you're doing it Mishum Chashash. No, you got to do it Vadai. V'afala Truma Nechshadu. They're also Nechshad on Truma. That's the Chiddush according to Rashi. That Kusim are worse than an average Am Haaretz, and in that regard, you'd have to take off even Truma Gedola. Tosfos also talks about this issue of Kusim, and he relates it to the historical context. Okay, we have to remember who the Kusim were. If you look, everything you want to know about Kusim, if you look in the 27th volume of the Encyclopedia Talmudis, there's about 30 pages on Kusim. Every little detail that you want to know. But just to remember, the Kusim were based on a story in Navi. Story in Sefer Malachim. We know there were two Goliaths that Am Yisrael went through during Churban Bayis Rishon. First, the Asar Shvatim, the 10 tribes went out. Most of the Chashuvin were sent into Galus. And only the Cheresh of the Masker, some artisans, some worksmen were left. And then later on, everybody went out. But first, the 10 tribes went out. So after that, the king of Ashur, right, this is before the Churban, says the Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Zayin, Vayave Melech Ashur, Mi Bavel. So Melech Ashur wanted to populate the area of Eretz Yisrael. So Vayave Melech Ashur, Mi Bavel, Umi Kusa. That's what they're called, Kusim. Ume Ava, Ume Chamas, Ume Saparvim, by Yoshev, Ba'ari, Shomron, Takas, B'nai Yisrael. By Yershua, Shomron, by Yeshu, Ba'area, they live there. The king of Asher put this nation there. By Yehi, Betchila, Shiftam, Sham, Alo Yaru, Es Hashem. They did not act, no Yerushamayim. No Yerushamayim, meaning maybe they violated some of the, they weren't Jewish. But they didn't act properly. By Yishalach, Hashem, Bohem, Es Ha'arayot. Hashem sent to them vayishalach. Doesn't say vayishlach. Vayishalach. He let free. He let free the arayot. Vayiyu hargim bahem. Started killing them, right? Because they weren't acting properly. Vayomru lemelech Ashur lemar. They sent the message. What is going on here in this crazy country? Hagoyim asher heglisa vatoshe bari shomron lo yadu es mishpat elohei haaretz. Vayishalach bahem es arayot. Vihinam mimisim osam kasher enam yodim es mishpat elohei haaretz. Right? And they said to the king of Ashur, we can't survive like this. Vayitzav Melech Ashur Lemor. Melech Ashur says, don't ask me about the land. Go ask them. Go ask their leaders. Holichu Shama Echad Me HaKohanim. Asher Higlise Misham. Bring back one of the leaders, the Kohanim. Vayelchu Vayeshvu Sham. Vayorem Es Mishpat Elohei Haaretz. Right, and they'll teach. They'll teach the Kusim. Vayavo Echad Me HaKohanim. Asher Higlu Mishomron. One of the Jews that got exiled. Vayeshev Bebeit El. Vayehi more osam eich yiru et Hashem. He started teaching them ABCs. Vayu osim goy goy elohav. Vayanichu beis hamamos. And the psukim continue. And it's not 100% clear, at least in the psukim, that they really accepted. The end of the parak. Vayu agoyim o'ela yireim es Hashem. The es psileim hayu ovdim. Sounds like they were practicing shituf. They believed in God, but also they believed in other gods, which is a machlokas rishonim, whether other nations are allowed to believe in shituf. We know there are differences in terms of halachas of avodah zara, bein Jew and bein non-Jew, not exactly the same, just like all of them, arayos and avodah zara and even shvichas damim. There are differences in halacha. The Sefer HaChinuch points out in Parshas Vayeschanan, I think it's Taftes Vav, that the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach are in seven mitzvahs. There's seven categories of mitzvahs. About 30 to 40 mitzvahs that all nations are chayiv in. Right? Avodah Zarah has about 10 to 15. Gili Arayis has about 10 to 15. Not everyone. The Minchas Chinuch goes through each one. This one they're obligated in. This one they're not obligated in. Mishkav Zachar and Mishkav Behema and all of them. Which ones they are, which ones they are not. So there are differences, but there are categories. So it could be, according to some Rishonim, that they are not violating if they believe in Shituf. If they believe in Hashem, plus. So that's what it says they did. So that is the story of the Kusim. According to Chazal, there are differences, major machlokas, tanoim, how we view them. And this is the machloka that's known as Kusim Geri Arayas or Kusim Geri Emes. Yes, there were lions there. Nobody argues with that. The question is, was that motivation, did that end up being a real commitment, halachically or not? That's the machlokas. Everybody agrees what happened in terms of what started the Geirus process. But did they end up accepting really and they accepted it or not? That's the machlokas, Geri Arayos, which means they're not really Jewish. It was a Geirus because of the lions, or Geri Emes. You're right, there was a bad motivation, but ultimately it's true, right? Which is a very halach lamaisa discussion in terms of there is bad motivation for a conversion. But the conversion itself is a real Kabbalah's mitzvos. Is there anything wrong with that? Somebody converts because they want to marry somebody. So that's a bad motivation. But if they actually are makabo kalamitzvahs, if they're not makabo kalamitzvahs, no kabbalah's mitzvahs, then it's a joke. that it's for sure not. Right? The Ramosha talks about that in many tshuvas. But if it's a real, it's a bad motivation, but it's a real lemaisa. This man, this girl wants to get married. The only way they get married is if one of them converts. So they convert and they accept all mitzvahs. So is that halachically reliable? Similar discussion. But here you have machlokas, geirei arayis and geirei emes. Throughout Chazal, even if you say geirei emes, later on they definitely threw it away. Right, and they're definitely not Naaman, and that's the kusa that we have throughout Chazal, that they started worshiping Har Grizim, right, and they started not going to Yerushalayim for the Chagim, many, and they're not Naaman. They only believe in Torah Shebichsav, and not only Torah Shebichsav, not all Torah Shebichsav. Chazal say in a number of places, they didn't believe in Lifnei Iver. Or they say Lifnei Iver just means literally, don't put a rock in front of somebody who's blind. But giving bad advice, you know, helping other people do averus, that they don't believe in. Torah Shebichsav. That's about, and even certain interpretations of Torah Shebichsav. If you remember the Kusim, I'll close with this. Remember the one of the great stories of the Kusim, we had him back in Masechas Yuma, where they went to Alexander the Great to try to tell on the other Jews that they're trying to rebel against you, right? They were in Har Grizim, and they tried to get Alexander the Great to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and he goes out to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and he meets Shimon HaTzadik, and he's wearing the Big Day Kahuna, and he's the Kohen Gadol, and he says, oh, I dream about him every night before I go out to battle. And he ended up destroying Har Grizim, the temple on Har Grizim, instead of destroying the Beis HaMikdash, and that's one of the days in Megillas Tainis, right? The days that they celebrated, the day that the Kusim were, you know, their temple was destroyed by Alexander the Great, and not the Beis HaMikdash, Chas V'Shalom. Anyway, that's the sugya there. If you remember, we had in Meseches Yuma. Okay, so anyway, the Kusim is a big discussion again here. If you want to look it up. But that's what we're talking about here. So Tosfos gets into the historical discussion as well. There were different stages when Chazal were gozer on the Kusim. They found an Avodah Zarah, they found the Har Grizim, right? Different stages of the development, even if you say Geirei Emes. Even if you say Geirei Emes. See, Tosfos says on the third skinny line, Mikom Makom, Efshad, the Gozer al Yenem Shal Nachrin, Lo Gozer al Shal Kusim. Originally, they weren't Gozer on the Kusim when they answered Yayin Nesach, Kivan, the Prushim Avodah Zarah, Yosef Mishar Nachrin, Umachzikim, Betar Shebichzav. Right, sometimes they were included, sometimes they weren't included. It happens to be also in many sources, in Shas and in Rishonim, the censors changed words to Kusim. Right, where it said Goyim, where it said over the Avodah Zarah. They changed the Kusim, so that, it's the Kusim. It doesn't really mean like, you know, the nations that we live amongst. So sometimes even when it says Kusim in certain context, in Rashi sometimes it says Kusim, it makes more sense if it did not say Kusim. But either way, that is number one. Number two, the other issue is the next word in the Braisa. So, Halokeach Yayim Ben HaKusim, Omer, do you have to say it? What if you just think it? If I think about the Hafrasha, so that is a discussion in the Rishonim as well. And it's a parallel discussion in a few places in Halacha. For example, Pigel. When a Kohen is befagel a carbon, does he have to say it or could he just think it? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in the first parak in Zvachim. Whenever a Kohen has a bad thought, does he have to say it or could he just think it? So this has to do with Pigel. It has to do with Hafrasha. It has to do with Shlichus Yad. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos at the end of a Mafkid. If somebody decides, I'm watching something for you, and I decide that I'm going to use it, I'm going to be Shaleach Yad. I'm watching your car. I'm watching your car. I'm a Shomer. And I decide I'm going to use your car. So all of a sudden, I'm Nechshav a Gazlan. Right? Shaleach Yad v'Pikado, Nechshav Gazlan. At one moment, the Gemara said, the Mishnah says, Hachoshev Yad. Hachoshev l'shaleach Yad v'Pikado. Machlokas b'Shomer b'Silo. Whether you're a Gazlan already. Does that literally mean Hoshev? Does that mean Omer? So various halachic contexts, when we talk about being Hoshev, thinking something, it could be that it also means, or it really means, to say it. Okay. So anyway, so the Braisa says, back to our stira, the Braisa says that Rabbi Meir is not worried about any future event. He says, just drink it. Mechal v'shose miyad. Mechal either means to drink, or it means to be mechalel the kedusha of the Maaser Sheni onto something else. But mechal v'shose miyad, even can drink it right away, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no way. So how does that work? Stira with our machlokas about Rabbi Meir not allowing to use an animal for a dofen. Well, Rabbi Yehuda says you can. So the Gemara says, Eifuch. No, switch it. No problem. Rabbi Meir, Chayish Lamisa, Uli Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Chayish Lamisa. switch the understanding, meaning when Abaya gave the answer to how to put together the contradiction of the Mishnayos and Gittin, switch it the other way. The Mishnah that says you are worried about Misa, that's Rabbi Meir, like he says in Sukkah. And Rabbi Yehuda is not worried. The only Bryce we're going to have to figure out is this last one of Alokeach Yayin, which we will by the Shem in a minute. So Rabbi Meir, Chayish Lamisa, Rabbi Yehuda, Chayish Lamisa. Ditanya, our Bryce says, Asala Behema Dofen LeSukkah, Rabbi Meir posts over Yehuda Machshir. So that is for sure. Rabbi Meir is the one that's Choshesh for the future event. Rabbi Yehuda is not. But if that's true, so how do they deal with this Bryce about Halokeach Yayin, where they're opposite? So, Kasha de Rimeir, Adri Meir. Rabbi Meir says that we're not worried. You could just be mafrit. You could drink it right now. While the other cases, he is worried. So, Amalach Rabbi Meir, Misa Shchicha, Bekiyas Ano, Lo Shchicha. Right? Death is possible. And something that we have to be worried about by the animal case and by the person case. Efshabat, by a Bekiyas Anod, you can make sure that the bottle doesn't break. After the Masa Leil Shomer, you can do all you can. Oh, you're gonna. So you could also ask. Maybe you should be worried that the Shomer is gonna die. If you're worried about Misa, the Shomer is gonna die, and then the bottle's gonna break. Okay, but you can still say the Shomer is gonna put it somewhere. So even if he dies, it's not gonna be a problem. But either way, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. He's worried about Misa because Misa is not in anyone's control. Right? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. But Kiyas Anod is Masa Leil Shomer, so therefore there's no problem with Rabbi Meir. Kasha is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. What about the other way? Rabbi Yehuda, by Sukkah, is not worried about the death of the animal or the death of a person by Gittin, but he is worried here. So why is that? So Taima, Rabbi Yehuda, lav mishum dechayesh tabakiyas note. Rabbi Yehuda's reason is not because he's worried about a future event. Rabbi Yehuda's never worried, meaning status quo. Status quo, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to continue. What's called chazaka dahashta. Right, you have a chazaka right now, everybody's alive, everybody's whole, but there is a different reason. Ela mishum de lesle breira. Boom. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a breira. Meaning, even though I'm not worried about anything, but Lamaisa did not do the hafrasha yet. The hafrasha is going to be done after Shabbos. Am I allowed to view the hafrasha as if it was done already? The answer according to Rabbi Yehuda is no. Lesle breira, right, the large sugya of are you allowed to see a future distinction? A future event, are you allowed to see its roots in the past as if it already happened? That's the sugya of Breira. Yesh lo, yesh Breira, ain Breira. Machlokas Tanoim. In a few places, Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas Haposkim. Lamaisa, we paskin, based on various Rishonim, that by Dinim de Araisa, ain Breira. And by Dinim de Rabbanan, yesh Breira. Usually we understand that to mean that we pass an Ein Breira by Daraisa because that's usually a Chumrah. It's usually a Chumrah to say Ein Breira. And we pass in by Drabbanan's Yesh Breira. Right? We find in various contexts that we have a Machlokes Haposkim. We don't know what to do. So we say we're Machmer by Daraisa and not by Drabbanan's. Just give you one other example. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. So Machlokas Tanoim, Machlokas Amaroi, Machlokas Rishonim. What are we paskin? Look at the Rambam. Six different Rambams. You got to put together. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, Rein Srichas Kavana. So the Radvaz writes, and the Magen Avraham quotes this in Simon Samach, in Arachayim, the Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions. Yesh Omrim v'Yesh Omrim. So what do we do? We're stuck. Even after the Shulchan Aruch, we're still confused. We don't know what the paskin like. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Radvaz. We paskin bidda by mitzvahs daraisa. Mitzvahs, Srichas Kavana, and by Mitzvahs Drabana, and Mitzvahs Ein Srichas Kavana. And generally, that is considered a Chumrah. We're Machmer across the board by Daraisas, by Drabanans, we are Makel to say Ein Srichas Kavana. That, as we always like to mention, is why by Sfiras HaOmer, Rov Rishonim hold that Sfiras HaOmer is a Mitzvah Drabanan today. Everybody except the Rambam. The Rambam says it is Daraisa even today, but Rov Rishonim Ba'alei Tosfos in Maseches Menachos. Another Rishonim says it's Drabanan because it's linked to the Omer. There's no Omer, there's no Sfiras HaOmer on a Daraisa level. So because it's Drabanan, we assume it's Ein Srichas Kavana. We're Machmir in that regard, even though it turns out to be a Chumrah the other way. And that's why if somebody asks me what night it is, I don't say, oh, it's the 14th. Because then I paskin Ein Srichas Kavana, and then I cannot count again with a bracha. Because, you know, maybe you were Yotze already. So even though Ein Srichas Kavana. Okay, so either way, that is a chiluk that we have elsewhere. So to here, the chiluk that we paskin by Breira is Bidda Araisa. Ein Breira Bidda Rabbanan Yesh Breira. The Marshal, Liamsha Shlomo, who has a long discussion of Breira in the Amshal Shlomo. So he says he doesn't think it's a Chumra versus Kula. He just thinks it's a Din. Even if you'd have a Kula by saying Ein Breira, you'd still say that on a Daraisa level. Masha'ekein yesh breira, even that it turned out to be a chumra. He thinks it's a chilek d'araisa d'rabbanan. There are many. Let's just do a couple lines more, and then we'll look at a tosis. So that's the chilek for Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda really is not worried about future events, meaning misa or breaking of the bottle, of the barrel, but he does not hold a breira. Says the Gemara v'lochai Rabbi Yehuda l'bakiyas anod. Really, he's not worried about the barrel breaking. But look at the next phrase. Amru lo Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Meir, aren't you worried about the barrel breaking? And it'll come out that you're drinking tevel? If the bottle breaks, the afrasha will never happen, and you'll end up eating tevel. V'yomar luhu, and Rabbi Yehuda answers and says, look, yeshivaka, oh yeah, when it breaks. Meaning, I'm not worried about it. When it happens, it happens. But what do you see from that discussion? Michlal, dechayish Rabbi Yehuda lebekiyas anod. You see from his discussion that that's his svara. He says to Rabbi Meir, aren't you worried? So, isn't that his reason? So the Gemara says, no. Hasam Rabbi Yehuda hu dekamar le Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda is saying the following to Rabbi Meir. Lididi, to me, lesli breira. I don't hold a breira, and therefore, for sure, it's no good. Elididach, but according to you, the yesh breira, you hold a breira, but there's still a problem you should be worried about. Iatamod l'shem yivka hanod, shouldn't you also be worried? He's saying l'shitascha. So Amar lei, l'kisha yivka. And he says, no, I'll be worried about it when it happens, but I'm not actually worried about it. There are many contradictions in the sugyas of Breira, and the Rishonim all over try to put together Bali Atosvos Kedarka Bakodesh. Bali Atosvos see all of Shas as one unit, and therefore they try to put everything together, and they'd rather not say Machlokas Asugyas. That's not what the Rambam does, and that's not what Rashi does. Every Rishon has a different purpose in what they're doing. Rashi is explaining the Gemara at hand. He's not worried about Stevers and other Gemaras, generally. The Gemara at hand. The Rambam can choose one Gemara over other Gemaras. The Kesef Mishnah says that all the time. That there are three Gemaras, the Rambam chooses this one. The Baali HaTosvos, their derech is to try to have a holistic view of Shas and to put everything together. So they, all over, wherever Breira comes up, in Yuma, and Gittin, and Baba Kama, and Erevin, everywhere. And right here, they try to put everything together. And they come up with distinctions then. Three or four distinctions. So Tosvos over here, on the bottom. Tosvos Rabbi Yehuda, he mentions a couple of them. Maybe there's a difference between Tole Bedas Atzmo and Tole Bedas Acherim. Meaning, is the event in your control or in somebody else's control? It's worse if it's in your control, because why didn't you do it yet? If it's in your control and you didn't do it yet, so that's a problem. That would be ein breira. Mashenkin, if it's in somebody else's control, you did all you can. So now it's up to somebody else, but you did all you can, so we'd say yesh breira. That's one chilek. Or others say, maybe there's a distinction between something that happens memela versus something that happens biyadayim. Right, something that I do or something that Hashem does, not just that somebody else does. That's another chilek. And all of these are distinctions between, if I would say, yesh breira or ein breira. What if it's something that is for sure going to happen, one way or the other, versus something that might not ever happen, and nothing will change? That's another distinction. It might be, if something will for sure happen, maybe they already say yesh breira. You can foresee one of the results. Mashiach, maybe if nothing will happen. Right, so three chilukim, tola b'das asmo, tola b'das acherim, davar de memela versus biyadcha, or something that will for sure happen, something that might not ever happen. Some of these distinctions are even used by other Rishonim to explain the difference between breira versus making a tznai. Making a tznai, everybody agrees you could do. That's a parsha in the Torah, the end of Sefer Bamidbar. You're allowed to make a tznai. Learn that from B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. So what's the difference between making a tznai and breira? Meaning, if you hold ein breira, that you cannot take a future event and put it back in the past, so why is a person allowed to say, I'll marry you on a condition that arranged tomorrow? That works according to everybody, as long as you write and say it in the right nusach, which b'dei atzonayim. What's the difference between tanai and breira? And throw in one more, asmachta. Right? So those are the three sugyas that overlap, and the Rishonim deal with more the first two. What's the difference between tanai and breira? So Rashi's chilek in Gittin is just, well, whether it's biyadcha or not. He says a tanai is biyadcha, which is difficult because there are a lot of tanai that are not biyadcha. The Rishonim ask on Rashi. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says in Maseches Gittin, I'll read it to you. Rashi says, on Daf Chaf Hey Amid Beis, Sha'adam Masne, Ve'inza Kishar Tznoim, Sha'adam Masne Beget, She'biyado Lekaimam, Ve'daito Lekaimam, Kishemasna Aleim, Ukele Kishenizkaim Atznaya Ve'gelam Afreya. Sounds like it's biyadcha, which is unusual because there's a lot of Tznoim in the Gemara that are not in your hands. Right. So, but that's Rashi. That's Rashi. Unless there, at least there are the shouldn't say in the Gemara. Other examples that are given. The Gemara talks about if it is biyotre, if I come back in 30 days, if I'm an asked that I'm a tzaddik, that's not in the future. That's not even right now. But that's Rashi.
You can't act on that.
I'm not that I do something, but even if he didn't do it yet, you're allowed to, like if he says, if he makes a tnai me achshav. So the get will be chal from T1 once he does T2.
But the difference is, but by Greber, what we're saying is that you can actually act. You can separate and drink the wine, but you can't,
but you might
can't
be,
marry someone else.
You might be able to. If you use a tnai me achshav, for example, you could look at it as if it happened already, and maybe you could do kiddushin already to somebody else, and once you, right?
And what happens if it doesn't work,
so then it's a problem. Then it's a problem.
So you're taking a chance.
Halachically, it would work, but you're just taking a chance. You're taking a risk by doing something before you fulfill the tanai. But that's one chilik of Rashi. The Ramban says maybe the difference is, the Ramban there in Gittin as well, maybe the difference is whether there's one choice or more than one choice. Tanai, he says, is one choice. If it rains tomorrow, this. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, then not. That's a tanai. Breira is if there's two different events, like the Mishnah says in Erevin. If a Chacham comes from the east, I want my Erev Tchumen to be from the east. If a Chacham comes from the west, I want my Erev Tchumen to be from the west. There you need Breira. Because the choice is like A or B, not yes or no. That's the Ramban's chilek. A Tanai is yes or no. While Breira is A or B. Again, most of these, you gotta work out the cases that don't fit in, but these are two of the distinctions. Again, Breira is a huge topic. We just dabbled a little bit. So now let us continue. Says the Gemara, v'lo chayish Rabbi Yehuda l'misa, right in the middle. So we just, l'misa said, Rabbi Meir is choshesh, Rabbi Yehuda is not. Rabbi Yehuda is not choshesh, v'atnan. But what do you mean? Look at the first Mishnah in Maseches Yuma. Rabbi Yehuda omer, af isha acheres maskin lo. You get an extra wife ready for the Kohen Gadol. Shema tumas ishto. Just like you have to have an extra Kohen Gadol ready, because you're worried about tumah, you have to have an extra wife ready, because the Kohen Gadol, as we know, has to be married on Yom Kippur. V'chiper ba'ado v'ad beiso. Shema tamos ishto. So you see, he is worried about Misa. So ha'it mar'Allah amar afuna b'ridur of Yeshua, my lasu b'kapara. No, not me'ikar adin. Yom Kippur, we have higher standards. Usually you're not worried, but Yom Kippur has a higher standard. My lasu b'kapara. Is that a din li'ikuva? It seems to be a machlokas achronim. What if the Kohen Gadol is not married? Can he not do the avoda? The Gemara talks about, can he get married on Yom Kippur? What if the wife dies, you know, in the middle of Yom Kippur? Can he be married to two women? Either way, that is a special din, my lawsuit be Yom HaKippurim. Rav Kook writes, he says, why is it that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, it's a Gezeres HaKasuv, V'chir Ba'adov Ad Beiso, but Hashkafically, why is he the only position that has to be married? A Dayan doesn't have to be married, he just has to have children. Right, a Gadol Ador, I mean, okay, the Shulchan Aruch says, davening on Yom Noraim, you should be married and 30 and have a beard. Okay, but that's just l'chadchila. It's not a din. But this could be a din li'ikuva. So why is it? So if Cook writes in one place that the Kohen Gadol has to be someone who represents the tzibur. And part of being a Jew, a major part of being a Jew is being a nosein, being a giver. That's who we are. We are nosnim, right? The Gemara says there are four people who aren't considered alive in a certain sense, right? Who are they? A poor person, somebody doesn't have children, a blind person, and the a metzora. Why those four? Because those four people can't give in the full sense of the word. They have to take. They have to be a giver. Giving starts with a spouse. And that's why Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur has to be defined as a nosein. In that way, that's only through that label could he be the tool, could he be the mechanism to bring kapara for Klal Yisrael if he's defined as a nosein. And giving starts with a spouse. That's what he writes in one place. Okay. Weiter. Bein lamanda amar shema Thomas. Bein lamanda amar shema Tivrach. Getting back to the main discussion. Whether you say the issue is within Rabbi Meir Shita, who says you can't use an animal as a wall, Shema Thomas or Shema Tivrach, Mida Oraisa Mechitza Malyahi. Really, Mida Oraisa, it should be good. Rabbanu de Gazrube. He's just worried. He's worried that the animal might go away. Right? So it's only a Rabbanu problem. So if that's true, that the Oraisa, it is considered a wall, so what about the other contexts that were mentioned? Elamei Atal Rabbi Meir to Tame Mishim Goel. So Rabbi Meir said that the animal is not tame tumas golo. Remember we had a machlokas rashi tosas yesterday. Does that mean the top of the caver? Does it mean the matseva? And even though it's very unusual, Tosfos said in Shabbos, you know, sometimes it talks about it. But if the Oraisa, it's a good wall, so why is this animal not Tame? Alama Tzan Rabbi Yehuda Matame Mishim Golel Rabbi Meir Matire. Why shouldn't this animal be Tame? Even though this would be a unique context, we know there is never another time that an animal can become Tame when it is alive. People can become Tame while they're alive. Animals can only be Tame when they're dead. Right? So, but here the Gemara is asking, why not? We learned in the Mishnah otherwise. Rashi points out here, why don't we just quote the Braisa that we quoted on yesterday's daf? What do we have to quote a new Mishnah for about Golel? Rashi says, it's a stronger question when you ask from a Mishnah than when you ask from a Braisa. Rashi says that various places, one of the places right here. You want to ask from a Mishnah, Mimas Nisan Alimale Lakshuye. A Mishnah is more authoritative, right? Braises are applications of Mishnayos, and they flow from Mishnayos. Right, we know there's a Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a beautiful piece in his introduction to Emes LeYaakov, where he talks about the relationship between Torah and Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Right, the Gemara at the beginning of Bracha says, "Ve'etna lechaz luchas evan v'atorah v'mitzvah." There's a whole line, and what is learned out from there? What did Moshe Rabbeinu get at Har Sinai? Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and Mishnah and Gemara. Yes, Rabbi Yaakov, Nevi'im and Ksuvim. How did that come out of Torah? Doesn't the Gemara say in Nedarim that if we wouldn't have sinned, we would only have Torah and Sefer Yehoshua? We wouldn't need anything else. History would be different. So says Rabbi Yaakov, yes, you're right. But the messages of Nevi'im and Ksuvim would have then been able to have been gotten from the Torah itself. Hafoch ba vafoch patekula ba. Because Nevi'im and Ksuvim flow from Torah, and this is his line, just like as Brisos flow from Mishnayos. Ilfa! Rabbi Yochanan's friend writes, the Gemara quotes this, in a number of places, that Ilfa used to test people. He used to go to people and say, ask me any Braisa, and I'll tell you where their hints of that are in the Mishnah. That's what he used to do. So you see, the Mishnayos are the root, and the Braisas are applications and expansions. That's why Rabbi Yochanan left it out, because that's the word Braisa. The word Braisa, bra, means outside. It was left out. Says Rabbi Yaakov, that's Mishnayos 2. Braisas are the same as Torah to Nevi'im and Ksuvim. That's his lashon here in the Hakdama. Midiv Rabbi Yochanan Lamedim, Anu Ayachas Ha'amiti, Bein Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Ein Davar She'eno Ramuz Batora, Hafokba Vafokba Tekulaba, Ein Shum Matzav She'eno Katuvba, Shum She'ela She'eno Nefteresba. Everything is in the Torah. For example, right? Esther Minatora Minayin, Haman Minatora Minayin. Why is the Gemara looking for words in the Torah to know about Haman and Esther and Mordechai? Because everything in history is hinted to. Games Kol Haish Tal Shalut Hama Ora Ot Choshevet HaGemara. Everything is in the Torah. That's why, what's the last Pasuk in Navi? At the end of Malachi. Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. Remember the Torah. Because everything that's been said in the past Sarm of Nevi'im, Kol HaTorah, Kol HaHagos, Kol HaTshuvos, Kol HaSheilos, Kulam, Remuzim, BaTorah, V'yesh Rak L'chatzon. We just have to know how to read between the lines. That's the only way to get the understanding. We have to go to our leaders to be able to know how to read between the lines of the Torah. But everything is there. Then at the end he says, and this has very important implications for Shnayim Mikra V'echa Talmud. And that is, why do you have to do it twice? Why do you have to be Ma'ariv Sedra twice? Just read it once. What do you read it twice for? So he says, because it's two dinim. One is a mitzvah's kriya, one's a mitzvah's limud. Mitzvah's kriya, you read it. You're Mekayim, we read the parsha along with the rest of Klal Yisrael. But the second one is the depths, getting the messages, the hafokba vafokba. And he says, even though it's not li'ikuva, according to this suggestion, it tells you how to do Ma'ariv Sedra. However one does it is good. But he says, according to this, you would do it one time all the way through, and then one time, Pasuk Unkelus Rashi, Pasuk Unkelus Rashi, however one does it. Because of the two elements of the limud, of the mitzvah of Kriya and the mitzvah of Talmud. However one wants to do it though, Lamaisa, the poskim say are okay. Okay, anyway, that was just a Hare in Rashi. So Rashi says it's stronger to ask a question from a Mishnah than from a Braisa. That's why the Gemara asked that here. So Ela Amar of Ad Acha Bar Yaakov. So the Gemara says no, it must be that Remeir says, even on a d'oraisa level, this animal is not considered a wall. Why not? Two answers. Number one, Kasav Rabbi Meir, kol mechitza she'omedes beruach, eino mechitza. Any wall that only stands up because of the breath inside, that's not a mechitza. Not ruach from the wind outside. This is talking about internal ruach. From the wind inside, eino mechitza. Right, a new svara for Rabbi Meir. Right, it's a mechitza she'omedes beruach. Maybe according to this, you can't even use people. We'll have to see. You can use people for defunos. Ika da amre, or a different version, amre of Acha bar Yaakov, ksav Rabbi Meir, kol mechitza shein asuya bidei adam, ein a mechitza. Any mechitza that's not made by man is not a mechitza. Animals aren't made by man. Animals are made by God. Mai beinayu, iki beinayu, d'ukba b'no nafua. Could you use like big balloons? Right, you take a jug, you used to use jugs, and blow it up. So is that a good enough for a mechitza? So lamadar a mechitza omedes beruach ain't a mechitza. According to the first version, no, because that's being held up by breath. Lamadamar ain't asuya bidei adam, hare asuya turning over bidei adam. Right, according to the madamar, that it's made bidei adam, that is made bidei adam. Tosfos in Erevin, where this is quoted, Daf Tezvav, asks, so how do you use mechitzas out of rock, out of mountain? That's also not made by man. Right, out of a big pile of dirt. You're allowed to use for a mechitza. That's also not made by man. So Tosfos says there, no, it's only something, the davar sheh, that a man, that it has to be man-made, is only excluding davar sheh e-efsher la'asos al yedei adam. If it's impossible for man to make it, man can position a rock somewhere and cut it. Man can make a pile of dirt. So it's only something that man cannot make. Man cannot make an animal. And therefore, it's no good. What about Bezmanazen in terms of cloning? Right, what about the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samachay, where there were Amorim that used Sefer Yetzira every Friday afternoon to make an animal to use for Shabbos. Okay, maybe it doesn't have the status of an animal. Tosfos doesn't deal with that that Gemara, but if you remember, that's the Gemara Samachay Mabez, where they even made a golem, maybe, right, a man, but try to use him for him, try to go talk to some of the Amorim. The other Amorim smote him down. Either way, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Tosfos there is not bothered by that Gemara. Viter. Amar Mar Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So, last line, Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili Armor, we said all the context of using an animal for a wall of a sukkah, and for a mavui, and for a tiyomad, and for other issues. Rabbi Yosi Aglili added on, Amru Af In Kosvan Alav Gite Nashim. You also cannot write a get on an animal and then give it to the woman. Why not? My time with Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So now we're getting into deep Kiddushin topic. So we're not going to go so deep into it here, but this is very important Kiddushin topics, as we know. What's the reason Rabbi Yosef Lili says? You can't write it on it. Titania, Sefer, the Pasuk says, describing a get, Sefer Krisus. Ainli, Ella Sefer, it has to be written on a scroll. Minayin L'Rabbos called Davar, how do you know you can include anything? You can write it on a piece of wood. You can write it on an olive leaf. Tambalomar, Vikasavla, Mikomakom. Write it, become a comb in any way. Im kain, matam lomar sefer. So what's the limit of the word sefer? Lomar lacha, to teach me. Ma sefer, davar she'ein ba ruachayim, ve'inu ochel. Just like sefer, something that is not alive and does not eat. Afko davar she'ein ba ruachayim, ve'inu ochel. So too, that's what you could use. So Rabbi Yosef Lili has a drasha de oraisa, that you're not allowed to write a get on an animal. You can write it on an animal skin. Right, you can write it on hide, but you cannot write it on an animal. That is Rabbi Yosef Lili Shita. V'Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan do with that limud? So, ikas of basefer, if it said basefer with a base, kidaka amrit, then I'll agree with that limud. But hashadichsev sefer, it doesn't say the base, it just says sefer. So, that means l'sviras dvarim ba'alma huda'asa. That just means that you have to tell the story in the get. You tell the story in the get. We know there was a man, a woman, he wants a divorce, and he says to her, right, Hariyam Gureshas, right, he says the Torah story. You have to tell, that's Sviras Dvarim. You have to say over exactly what is going on, describing. So, Machlokas, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosi HaGalili. V'Rabbanan, Hai V'Kasav Mai Darshi Bei. The Rabbanan don't need V'Kasav to include if Sefer is not excluding. So what do they use v'kasa for? Ha'umi b'ayle, b'hu, for the following halacha. B'ksiva miskareshes, v'ena miskareshes b'kasef. An amazing havamina. That you could only get divorced with a get. You can't get divorced with money. Why, what would have been the havamina? Salka da'idah chamina, that you could get divorced with money. Why? Ho'ol v'iskish yitzia lahavaya. Shas topic. Since we compare divorce and marriage, yitzia v'havaya, ma havaya b'kesef, av yitzia b'kesef, just like you could get married, kiddushin with kesef, so too, divorce can be done with kesef. Kamash malan, an amazing havamina. Right, that's one of the main topics in Meseches Kiddushin. How much? How do you understand? Makish Yitzia v'Havaya v'Havaya liYitzia. Is divorce just the undoing of the marriage? It's the unraveling of the marriage? Or is it something deeper that it's a separate event? It's the next event. It's you created something and now you're cutting something, but it's not the unraveling, the undoing, right? So that is a major discussion in Maseches Kedushin. But this is the Hava Mina. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. What's the Hava Mina here exactly? How would you do divorce with money? Who would give money to who? Not clear. Who would give money to who? So Rashi says the man would give the woman money. L'shem Gerushin. Rashi right here. Li tein lo kesef l'shem Gerushin. Says the Sfas Emes. Why? Why would that be? The man gives the woman money? Would this be a divorce? No. A man gives the woman money to get married. So maybe money would be just the opposite. The woman would give the money back. After all, what does the Sfas Emes say? What about a get shichrur? Right? How do you set an eved free? Either shtar, the man gives the eved the shtar, or the eved pays his way out. He gives money to the adon. So Sfas Emes says, doesn't say it explicitly, says Rashi says it, but I think the other possibility is also possible, that it's the woman that would give the man the money. Again, discussion, but that's what the Havamina would be. Kamash Malan doesn't work anyway. Reb Yossi Aglili, Hai Svar Minale, how does Reb Yossi Aglili know that Svar up? If he already uses the kasa for something else, mi sefer krisis nafkale, sefer karsa vein davar acher karsa. No, sefer. You can only get divorced with sefer and nothing else. You need something written. Ve'idach, and what about the... There is one other way to get divorced, and that's not divorced. There's no other way to get divorced. There's another way for the woman to go free, right? Misas habal, right? That's the first mishnah of Maseches Kedushin. Which is also a chiddush. It's amazing gemara in the first bracket of Kedushin. You need a mucker to tell me that misas habal is matir. There's a havamina there too, that if the man dies, she's still called an eishes ish. Still called an eishes ish. And the Gemara over there, and the Rishonim, what about Eishes Eliyahu? Right, Eliyahu never died. What about Eishes Chanoch? Right, are these women still considered married if their husband, you know, went up to Shamayim? Ve'idach, weiter, ha'umi ba'ile, l'davar ha'koris bein ola ve'na. The Rabbanan used Sefer Karsa to teach me that the get has to be something that totally cuts and separates between them. If there's anything, any halacha, any behavior in which she is still connected to the husband forever, then it's not a good get. Kedetanya, like the Brisa says, if a man gives his wife a get and say, Almanah, this is your get as long as you never drink wine again. Or that you never go to your parents' house. That's not a get. Because she is meshubit to him still. That's not krisus. Not a good get. Kor and Tosis points out, Beisavich might even mean after the father dies. You might say, what do you mean? Once the father dies, it's no good. Beisavich, no. Even the Yarshim can be called Beisavich. That's why it's called forever. Kol Shloshim Yom. But if he says, this is your get, Almanas, that you don't drink wine for 30 days. Or you don't go to your parents for 30 days. Hareza Krisis, that's good. Because after 30 days, it's finished. Ve'idach, and Rabbi Yosef Lili, Mikaris Krisis Nafka, he learns it out from the extra letters of Krisis, not just Karis. Ve'idach, Karis Krisis Lodarshi. Okay, we go back and forth to know exactly. So generally, everybody agrees to the halacha except the first one. The first one about writing a get on an animal, Rabbi Yosef Lili says no, and the Rabbanan say it is okay. The Tzitz Eliezer, talking about the word sefer, Tzitz Eliezer has an interesting tshuva. In Chelek Hey Simin Chavtes, there was a man who wrote in his will from 1954, Yerushalayim, Ir HaKadosh, right, 1954. Like, Tzitz Eliezer was one of the major poskim for a generation, right, more than 20 volumes, and he had everything on his fingertips. So Tzitz Eliezer says, this is the Shiloh, there was a man that wrote in his will, and he died, so you can't ask him. All of my svarim should go to son number one, and all of my chafatzim should go to son number two. Okay, that's what he wrote. My svarim should go to son number one, my chafatzim should go to son number two. And they found amongst the possessions letters, letters that are worth a lot of money that have Divrei Torah on them. Who gets them? Are they considered svarim? Did by sefer, did he mean all of his religious articles and religious Torah? Meaning, if it's Seamus, that's considered svarim? Or do you say, no, this is chafatzim. This is svarim means svarim. This isn't sefer. What does the word sefer mean? So he goes through our Gemara. Right, he goes through our Gemara. Does sefer l'rabos kol davar? Sefer only means sefer. I mean, how do you know kol davar means something else? So it sounds like sefer wouldn't include anything else other than sefer. So he says, ki yadua hochin betzavos be'ikar achalashim b'nei adam. Mistami, you go by lashim b'nei adam, and you have to be omid his das. What did he mean? What did he mean? L'chora harei b'lashim b'nei adam, lo nikra kisveyad b'lashim sefer. People don't call letters as svarim. Somebody says svarim, they don't mean letters. Im lo shekruchin b'machberet, unless they're in a notebook. V'gam oz, lo nikrom b'shem sefer stam, ki im betzirif shem levai, sefer kisveyad. So he says, mistam, on the one hand, I would say these letters should go to son number two. Chafatzim. These aren't svarim, so give it to him. So he said, on the one hand. But then he says, no, I don't think so. He says, because why did the guy want son number one to get the svarim, and son number two not to? Mistame, he thought that son number one would use the svarim, and maybe he's the one that has the, he's going to be the Yisachar, and the other son's going to be the Zvulun, and Mistame, he gave it to him for a reason. So we could be omed his das, that he wanted that son to get the these letters. Yeshno makom shel umdina lomar shezesha hamitzave sider pitzavos unless he's lebenze svarav mishiyada benafsho shekenu ze yafig yoser toeles. Tolas, toeles, me'asvarim, biyoso hayodea Torah, o sheshir benafsho, she binosno lebenzes svarav yelo ilu nishmas yoser, shepinoza yasakas from la'atzmo, v'yilma ben b'tor v'yir shemayim. So you can assume that this is the case. Then he said maybe it's a machlokas, no de bihuda and the chasam sofer, but he is noted to say that it goes to the safer son, not the chayfet son. Okay, next Mishnah. This is not building a sukkah in a tree, like we had earlier. This is building a sukkah on the floor, but you're using a tree as a wall. But you weren't somech on it. You didn't lean on it. You're not going to use it in the physical sense. Right? In the previous Mishnah, you have to climb the tree, you have to use it. So is this okay? So it says, Ksheira, it is kosher. The Achron and the Rosh Hashir says the schacher also not on the tree, because if the schacher on the tree, maybe that would be called ma'amid, and that would be a hishtamshus be'ilon. Either way, it's in between. Amar v'achabar Yaakov kol mechitza sheni chol la'amo beruach mitzuya ena mechitza, any mechitza that cannot stand straight, taut, in a ruach mitzuya is not a mechitza. Tznan ha'oseh sukasso ben ha'ilon ha'ilon ha'tvanos lakshera yidhar mishnah v'kazov ha'asi. 1 minute, the trees move. They shake around. They sway in the wind. No, talking about hard trees that don't move. I'm like a nofo. What about the branches? They move. If you're using the branches as part of your wall, No, you stuck in branches and bushes that it doesn't move. Nothing's moving. Okay, then what's the chiddush? If it's not moving, the chiddush is you might think you can't use it based on the previous Mishnah. Kamashmalan is mutter. Tashma, similar. Hayasham get Ilan Oged there, O Machitza Zakanim, Nidam Shem Dioman. Says that if you use a tree or a geder, you could use it for a Dioman. Remember the case where the cow is in the middle and you use the right angles? So, what do you mean? These are trees. We just said, if trees that sway cannot, anything that sways cannot be a Machitza. So again, the Gemara says, Azam Nami, we should have a Buz of Adafna. All the cases in Shas that talk about using trees is a case where you tied it down and they don't sway. Tashma, one more. Ilan HaMesach Al Haaretz. An Ilan that's close to the ground, that has low-hanging tree branches. Im ein nofo gavoim in Haaretz shlosha tvachim. If the branches that hang down are within 3 tvachim, metaltel and tachtav. You could carry under it. Carry under that area. Amai hakaz of asi, I the branches move. Hasam nami davar le hutz of adafna. No, there too you tied it down with hutz of adafna, and therefore it is not a problem. We'll stop there in the Gemara because the next piece is going to go further. Just one ha'ara, and that is a big discussion in the poskim. Lamaisa, Rav Moshe, and others. What about canvas walled sukkahs? Canvas walled sukkahs, which many have had over the years. So those walls move. Is that a violation of Eino Yechol Lama Baruch Mitzuya? They move. They sway. So Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva. It is an issue. That's why, first of all, that's why many in the newer versions, they have these ropes that you could tie every 3 tvachim, just less than 3 tvachim. You have these ropes just in case it sways too much. Those count as the walls already. Right? Every couple of tvachim, you have a horizontal rope going around. Number one. Number two, that what if one doesn't have that? So one just has to make sure it is semi-tight at the bottom. And even if it's top and the bottom, as long as one has 10 tvachim from the ground, right, which is a wall, 10 tvachim from the ground where the walls do not sway 3 tvachim out, so then it's okay. Because then you have a wall. Even if every wall moves a little bit, but in the days of Gemara, they don't only use rock, right? Even if they moved, it moved a little bit. So as long as it doesn't move within three tvachim, at the part that's 10 tvachim off the ground, so then ish makam lahakel in that case, because that's already, you have a wall from the bottom. That's what most the poskim discuss in this case. Okay, we'll stop here, and Beis Hashem, we will continue with Ihachi. Parsha Shir is up. Parsha Shir, Pekudei Shkalim, Beis Hashem given last night. And tomorrow, Beis Hashem, we start the mitzvah of Yeshiva Basukkah, the second half of Maseches Sukkah.